Some 200 metres further along the street is a zebra crossing, where the next point of interest, Lord's Maltings, is situated. John Lord acquired these maltings in the High Street around 1840. John is generally acknowledged to have developed the first extensive brewing business in Olney. John Lord was presumed to be born in Weston Underwood, date of birth unknown. Records can support that some lords lived in Weston Underwood in the mid-18th century. In William Cooper's time, Samuel Teeden, a friend of the poet and a teacher in Olney, wrote in his diary, "Whilst at Weston, Mrs. Lord brought Cooper some roast beef down from the farm." John, his family and close relatives owned some 7 public houses. The Boot, the Bell, the Sun, the Duke William, the Cock, the Dolphin, and at the south end of the town, the Red Lion. This malting at 104 High Street was the only one of 5 not attached to a public house. It is possible that the Lord family transferred its malting business to the premises in the High Street after they left the Boot Inn around 1840. An old beam in this malting has the date 1st of August 1835 carved into it, with the two carpenters' names. John Lord appears to have been an ambitious brewster. Unfortunately, following his death in 1812, his brewery operations appeared to become fragmented amongst his family. Had the business continued under John, it is possible that it would have expanded further, and as a consequence, it probably would not have been viable for Hipwells to develop their brewery interests in Olney at that time. However, his apparent early death paved the way for them eventually to buy all 7 public houses in the 1860s and 70s. And judging by the grand dwellings that the Hipwells later built in Olney, there was still a fortune to be made in brewing. The 3-storey malting is Grade 2 listed as early 19th century maltings. The building has been used for several purposes since it ceased being used as a malting, including the manufacture and storage of lampshades. It is now being used by a business designing bespoke packaging. The Knoll, the next point of interest, is reached by crossing the road using the zebra crossing. Then walk some 200 metres in a northerly direction on the west side of the High Street to number 133 High Street, Town Farm. This position provides an excellent vantage point for the Knoll.